Nada sourire, nada sourire, nada sourire.
Hold on, check me,
nada sourire, nada sourire.
When you have a piece of bread, maybe you'll calm down a little.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Now That's a Read with your host Vanessa
and your co-host Kaya. We're back.
Oh my god, that's nice.
That was for you.
I love that you do things for me.
Always. You're always on my mind.
Don't you just love being friends?
The best.
I love that.
It's
for
the best times.
I love it.
Can you imagine?
Friendship is beautiful.
When it's right.
All the time.
I was thinking about some of my friends who I'm like, you don't know me, I don't want to talk to you.
Well, I was just
and
telling you.
Are we still friends? Yeah. Yeah. Just friends because of time rather than...
No, you are still friends.
Some of them I'm friends because of time.
No, you're not.
But the ones who you think I'm talking about, I'm not talking about them.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, perfect.
But I just think you're friends because you're friends.
No, I'm telling you, I've got one specific person in mind and yeah.
Sorry for them. Imagine if it's me.
I'll be messaging other friends. I'll be like, she's back round again.
Ask me questions.
Do you know what I mean?
Talking about her hair.
I'm out of my life. I'm not your life coach.
You
Leave
are,
me alone.
But you are.
But yeah, no, it's nice.
Have you
friendship
had a nice week?
How's my week been? Oh, I've been so tired.
I'm over it anyway.
Oh my god. Just been like working up and down. It's going to be like this for 2 months now.
Why?
Because we've got like a lot of projects on. And I'm the one running the show.
Just quit.
I'm gonna quit tomorrow. Yeah, done that. I'm a bit tired, but it's okay. I've been having naps, which is good.
Does naps make you feel a bit
perfect?
Groggy when
nope,
you wake up?
A queen. I feel like a
you
queen.
You feel good
like
after a nap.
I feel like I deserve to sit on the phone.
I feel a bit groggy after an afternoon nap.
Someone told me that their teeth hurt after a nap.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
weird. I was like, so why doesn't it hurt after a sleep? Like a long-term 6 to 8 hour sleep.
That's strange.
Yeah, very. No, I love it. Even today's nap, it went a bit further on. I was like, oh, better get up.
Really? Is it a deep sleep in a nap?
No, it's a light one. So I'm still thinking about things, but... Not thinking about because I'm also napping. Mm. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm tired still though. But I'll just sleep tonight, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? How's your week been? Yesterday?
Yesterday tried to finish me, but...
Right.
God, actually, so tight, man. Oh my God!
Today tried to finish you
today
as well. 2 days in
a
row.
What? Who's out to get me? You won't succeed.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. I'll come after you.
Exactly.
So what was you going to say? You said you had something to...
Oh my God, I had such a good thing happen to me. On Monday, I went to get my brother a bubble tea.
Yeah, what one?
He got winter melon.
Oh, nice.
He got winter melon black
in
tea.
In Deptford?
Greenwich.
Okay.
With, he got coconut jelly, I think.
Oh, wow.
I haven't had that
me
before.
Either.
And I was doing no sweets, so I couldn't taste it. So
oh,
I
good for you.
So I'm just in the shop, and then there's a little girl, and she's like... waving to me, I'm just waving back to
right.
her, you know what little children
yeah,
are like.
Friendly.
Yeah, so I go to order my drink and I just feel something up my leg and I turn around and the little girl is hugging me.
What?
I was like, oh my
why
God.
Why is she hugging you?
This is the best
That's
moment
so sweet.
Of my life. I was like, oh, hugging me. She was like hugging my leg and I went to hug her
Aww.
Back. It was such a beautiful moment.
That's so
then
sweet.
Then her dad started shouting at her. I was like, get away.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining this moment
Do you
for
know
me?
What I mean?
Shut up,
why are you
her
shouting at her?
Me?
She likes people.
Exactly. It was so beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
That was a highlight.
I wanna,
of my
what
week.
Does she look like?
She was just small and cute. I'd say she was about 4 years old. She had her little summer dress on.
Aww.
That her school uniform. You know that checked dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had that on.
I wonder what made her think I'm gonna hug her.
She was getting good vibes from me.
Right.
We were like,
always.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was vibes
she
in.
Was probably she
she's
could
like,
read my mind.
I'm gonna
thinking,
hug you.
This girl is so cute.
Right.
So yeah. That was a really nice thing that happened to me.
Aww.
Yesterday I went to a conference.
And you were struck by the strikes.
Yeah, but also at the conference, there were... No, this is not true. I was going to say there were good-looking people there. They weren't.
Well,
I think that people are more good-looking if they're clever. So they
right.
were not good
so
looking.
So they're attractive.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were attractive.
They have attractive
purely
traits.
Based on them
they're
being smart.
Intelligent.
I was like, oh my God, do I fancy? And then obviously I don't because of you.
Right,
know, yeah.
Thank you.
So, But for a second, I was
you
like,
was a
do
bit
I?
Lost in the yeah. right, and but then you, got you checked yourself.
Senses,
thank
yeah.
you.
Came back to my senses.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we talk about? Did we talk about the elephant?
Oh my god! I think I spoke. No, do you know what is bad?
It coming back to the.
No, I spoke to someone at work about this, and they were like, "Oh my god, that is so." I was like, "Oh, that's
I wanted
not
to
the
giggle.
Reaction."
I wanted to laugh.
Like, I thought we were gonna laugh about
do
this
like little
together.
Kiki, little band.
So you mean that he trampled? I was like, "Oh, babe."
It killed her, then came back with the homies.
What did that lady do?
Exactly, because elephants don't forget. Hashtag never forget.
Right, coming back to.
And how did you know the funeral was here?
And that day.
Someone snitched. Yo. Who snitched?
Who snitched? But that woman did something.
That's so funny.
What did she do?
She probably tried to chop off his foot or something.
She did something. Yeah. Because there's no way.
That elephant is going to kill you and then come back
he's
and kill
rude.
You again.
He's rude, sorry. He or
kill
she.
You times two. It's like, motherfucker.
Okay.
The elephant is fine, I
but
hope.
But they didn't do anything.
I really hope they haven't done anything to this elephant because out of anyone, the elephant is in the right.
Whatever she did.
Just came and just said, fuck these hoes. I'm going to fuck up this funeral too, boo. Just smelt her essence. He's like, there she is.
Yeah. I'm not
her
quite
bad
vibe.
Yeah.
I'm not quite finished.
You were going to die today.
You're already dead.
You're going to die again. Yeah. They're going to know who killed you. It's going to be me. And literally, because it could have been any elephant. They're like, oh yeah.
I was even like,
how did you know it's that elephant? The town knows.
This is the conversation I was looking for. I was like, did you not hear about that elephant? They're like, oh my god.
No,
like,
why are you touching your chest?
Please,
no,
please,
what did that woman
please,
do?
Please, please.
What did that woman do?
I just
do?
Shut it down quickly. I was like, oh, okay, right, fine, don't worry. Gonna have to have this conversation with someone who enjoys banter because
and a meme
exactly because what you are giving me right now
is wrong
right
it's not the energy that I need.
And did you hear about that Nigerian senator who is arrested with his wife for harvesting body parts? Okay, you didn't hear this. I just saw it today.
Huh?
So
I'm smiling because I'm shocked.
This one's actually not funny.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm not even coming to laugh. I'm like, what?
So they brought this boy.
Whose body's part?
Their daughter needs a new kidney.
Okay.
She's on dialysis and on the waiting list. Obviously, it takes ages. They took a boy from Nigeria to the UK to come and take his kidney.
This UK they did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's why this is... If it was
so
Nigeria,
what, is the boy
think,
dead?
No, someone snitched on them.
So they were going to kill him?
They were going to take his kidney.
Okay, so he'd have been fine.
If it was performed by a proper doctor,
by
yes,
which it might
which
not
it
have
might
been.
Have, might not have been. Yeah. Yeah. And I think how they found out was the doctors.
It was the elephant that snitched.
Like, it was the elephant, yeah, the same person.
Full story, yeah.
The doctors kept being like, this is strange. Who's this child?
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, what?
So they, the their daughter is in the hospital in the UK.
And then they brought this boy saying,
like,
oh,
we've got someone
and
who's
like,
willing
but how?
To...
Yeah, it hasn't gone through a
exactly.
system.
So you
where's
know,
the document?
The UK, you
see,
can't
these people think because they've got money, they can just bring, exactly. Oh, we found a boy. And they probably gave his family bare money.
Exactly. It's the UK, you can't just do stuff like
now
this.
Now they're going to go and ask the family for the money back.
They're in prison.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But then what's going to happen to the girl?
Right.
She's still on the waiting list.
She's more stressed now. Cause now
yeah, you lot got my hopes up.
But then do you know what? You can't kill someone's child because your child is dying.
It
doesn't work.
It's not
like
a life
that.
For a life.
But then again, if you're really rich...
No, sorry, guys, let's do it properly. Just go and pray privately. Do it. Do you know what I mean? There's ways about it. I'm not going to go get a poor village boy from Nigeria and take his kidneys, for fuck's sake.
You can do anything in this world.
Clearly.
You know?
Did you watch Blood Sisters?
Yeah, me and
yes.
I thought I watched it with you. No. But no, we didn't.
And then the guy was harvesting...
Yeah.
What?
I didn't even know this is something people did like that.
Of course, the black market.
Yeah, they're just...
So I watched one thing... An American show on YouTube, and it's like a daily thing, daily crimes. I can't remember exactly what it's called. I used to watch it every day. I was obsessed. But one black boy, a model, fine. One day he just was walking. You know, in these roads in America, long roads.
Mm.
They never found him again. They think that they took his body to take his organs, and then.
Oh no! This is what. The world is not safe.
It's never safe. That's why when I have my kids, they're not allowed to leave the house, apart from to go in the garden.
Yeah, maybe mine aren't either.
And learn how to plat.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What they'll be doing.
That's what they'll be doing.
In the garden, learning
YouTube,
how to braid.
You better learn
thank
how
you.
To braid.
I'm sorting your life out.
Exactly.
But yeah, the world's crazy.
It is.
Yeah, the streets aren't safe.
I've been also on TikTok. There's a girl that does, she watches, she like looks up all the bags on Beverly Hills.
She's got time as well.
I think she, but that's what she thing. Likes. Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are rich.
They're so rich.
I'm going to show it to you. What Kyle's bag is like 25K. Like, I'll show it to you actually. They're so rich. They are rich. And even some of the bags, she's like, oh, this bag isn't that good. And it's still like a £3,000 bag.
Huh?
I know. I'll show you after this.
Yeah, so that's the franchise we'll be doing today.
Yes. Yeah,
I think it's episode 6, episode 7.
I think it's 6, yeah.
Okay. So what happens in this episode? A quick one. They're in Punta Quinta. What's it? Punta Quinta?
I don't know.
Punta Quinta.
Is it?
I don't know. They're in Mexico. Because Dorit needed some space, as we know. And they're all, I guess, trying to bond.
Do you love when Garcelle's like, I bet you $5 Dorit is speaking Spanish?
That was hilarious. And then they're replying back in English. So and the funny. Guy did. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah. So they're just out there doing what they do best, continuing the conversations from the week before about Crystal
saying dark comments.
That she made really dark comments. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this. Basically, nothing grand, there's like no major transitions in this episode. It's just basically like them talking about the night before because they were at the table and they're addressing Sutton for these comments that was supposed to have been said, and then they're like, okay, Crystal, then say it.
But is this their first day in Mexico?
So this is the second. I think this is the first full day.
Okay.
And the night of the dinner was their dinner.
Right. Okay, cool, got it. Yeah. So they pick off from the dinner.
Exactly. And they go to the beach, and then some of them do like the surfing, and then some of them go and do shopping. Okay. And so the ones who did the surfing's Erica, Rina, Crystal, and Diane
is boring and she keeps licking her lips.
And also, she's had a lot of surgery.
Yeah, loads.
It makes her look older than she is.
She looks like Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, she really does.
She looks really old.
She doesn't need it. Anyway, too late. Yeah, so them lot stay and then the rest of them go shopping. Garcelle, Sutton, Dorit and Kyle.
What would you do?
Shopping. Actually, I'll try the surfing as well, but it depends who I'm with. I'm not staying with Erica, so...
No, neither am I. I'd do the surfing as well.
Yeah, because I've never done surfing before. I'm always going to go shopping if I'm from Beverly Hills.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think I'd do that. Yeah. And so they kind of split off into the groups and they're doing their little activities and then they just start chatting about, what's her name? Crystal. What happened last night? Why didn't you stand up for yourself? You should say how you feel.
Because what had happened last night, they were at the dinner.
Right. And then Sutton was just like, talk. Like, if I've said something, say it.
Mm.
And she's like, I'm not going to repeat it. And you know Sutton, she'd be like, well, we're supposed to be friends now and I'm a good person. And I don't know what you're trying to imply and you're not going to do this to me again and we're not going to spiral this and this. And so, but then because Crystal, they're like, oh, she likes to cave
in. Hold things in, yeah.
So anyway, so they're sitting there. Erica's just like, just speak up next time. You've got to do this because Sutton's calling you a liar. And if anyone calls me a liar, you know how I don't take it well.
But you are a liar.
You're a liar.
You are Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, worse than.
A witch.
At least Ursula owns it. Yeah, you're a witch. Don't lie. And then the other lots who went shopping, first of all, thingy, what's her name? Sutton bought like a little 5K ring. I was just like,
that ring wasn't even that
nice. It's not even nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah, that ring wasn't necessary.
He's not got money.
Yeah, Garcelle got a beach house.
Yeah, so Garcelle's got a beach house. Is she showing it with her sis or what?
No, she's just showing her sister.
Yeah, she's excited too. She's like, we're going to pull a lot of things down and it's going to be nice and it's going to be...
I want a beach house.
I want to be Garcelle.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being Garcelle, actually.
She's so buff and just nice, and she looks tall.
Yeah, I think she is tall. She's beautiful.
So beautiful. Voluptuous body, great. Her complexion's popping.
That's a nice way to, like, how I would like to age, be really skinny in my youth.
Yeah, and then voluptuous like, and sexy yeah, exactly. in my 50s. Exactly. Yeah, I'd love that. Someone said to me the other day, how do you, sorry, this is off topic and I'm not showing off, but I was like, it's such a good thing to be like, yeah, well, congratulations, you've got a flat stomach in your 30s. It's an achievement.
Yeah, it is. I wish I could achieve it.
You have it. Exactly. But why? What happened? When's the transition from 28 to 30?
I don't know.
Is it the metabolism? Because how?
Yeah, mine's slow now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But mine is slow because of me.
Because you can't be bothered to
eat enough.
Right. Yeah. Okay, then eat.
It's not even like that. It's not like, then eat. It's like, look at the time.
And you haven't eaten today.
Right. I had a little bit of the wache from the...
Oh, yeah.
But if that had not happened, I would be here having not eaten.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely.
So then do you think other people are like you in the sense that they're not eating right, so their metabolism isn't kicking
in? The less you eat, the slower your metabolism is. But I think that unless I like plan to eat,
you're not eating. Yeah, that's the same to me. I don't really eat in the mornings. Yeah.
So unless
but then once I start eating, I don't stop.
But now I've stopped the snacking and the world's...
Yeah, the snacking, I miss it, but biscuit snacks and this, you can't be doing that. 4 biscuits, then I'll have some crisps, then I'll be, oh, we're gonna get some Haribo. Like, yeah. You can't have all the snacks.
Yeah.
It's one snack. Yeah.
You can.
I can snack once a week, but people snack once or twice a day.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be a, oh, let me just go and
get this cookie. You love the cookie.
I love the cookie. Yeah. My brother's home now as well. He's moved back home after uni.
Is he finished completely?
He's finished, yeah. He's even working.
Doing what?
Teaching music at a school.
Oh,
there.
Wow. He's
just
got a
near
job.
You, actually.
What's near me? Here, around here? Oh, that's cool. Nice.
Do I need to?
Yeah. I'm like, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm, he loves it.
Oh, how did he just get the job so quickly like that?
Do you know that we're really having a live conversation on the...
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm proud of him. I'll come round and I'll chat to him anyway.
He likes it. He gets paid so well for his
Already?
Job. Yeah. Because it's an hourly rate music teacher.
And how many hours is he doing?
It's a full day.
Hey.
Yeah.
So he's getting what?
He's getting like... Are you going to cut this out the podcast?
No, because that's why I'm mouthing it. I'm like, okay. How much is he getting?
Oh, in what? An hour?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's rich.
6 hours a day.
So what's that times?
I didn't even work out. I was like, I am going to recoup every single thing
exactly.
I have ever bought for you.
Literally.
And I've bought you a lot.
Even I'm going to try and claim things through you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so now he's back. He's like, I'm going to, he's turning his room into like a music
studio. And well, then, he's rich now.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's not got any, I've washed my hands
of
it.
Do you know what I mean?
And then he's having the spare room as his bedroom. And he's like looking at, he's trying to buy an off-white rug. I was like,
stop
please,
it.
You're not.
Too much money. He needs to go on holiday as well now.
They were going to go, but they're not like, when I went on
they're
my first
like
holiday,
they're not like us.
Where did I go? Probably like Mali or somewhere
yeah,
stupid
exactly.
like that. He's like, yeah, I think we're just going to go to Tokyo.
Huh? And
where?
What?
Yeah, we've all been discussing it and I think...
Discussing?
That's where we really want to go. So I think we're just going to do Tokyo. And I was like, oh, okay. Cool.
I went Napa, guys.
My little cousin, who's the same age as him, just went on a holiday with her friends. They went to Tenerife.
Because she's smart. Right. Unless it needs to be scummy holiday like
yeah,
that. The first three.
But he's not a drinker or partier.
He
so
doesn't,
he's like, yeah.
He's going to go there and stay woke.
Yeah, he's like, oh, so yeah. What would I be doing in any of these places?
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
So I want to go.
Me too. I was like, can you afford
literally,
that?
Japan is on my list, bro.
Me too. And I actually think it's quite rude because he was always said we, me and him would
we'll go. And then what happened to me?
I was like, okay, cool. Because actually I could have gone, you know.
Do you know what
when
I mean?
I was living in Manila. It was
right, down the road.
Yeah, it's down the road.
And now
I was like,
look.
Oh, I can't go without
Carl. Without Carl. Now look, without we've been discussing it.
You and who?
Exactly.
That
those stupid friends. Just rip up
I'll
this place
down,
mash up this place, tear it down.
I'll knock it down. But he's enjoying. It's nice to be young. He's been out every single night.
Going where?
Yesterday he went to Orchestral's Frank Ocean something.
Oh, I hate that. I've been.
He said it was absolutely awful.
It's so bad. You should have told me. Yeah. I would have told him not to go. Because I did a Kanye West one. It was so bad.
I did a Beyonce one.
It's
it was
just
so
like
bad.
Karaoke, isn't
he
it?
He said it just didn't sound like any of the
exactly.
songs. And they all played their instruments badly.
There you go.
And then the day before, went out somewhere for his friend's birthday, went to a theatre the other day, tomorrow he's going to Fort Park, then out in the night. I'm like, wow, it's quite nice being young, isn't it? Because I'm already tired.
I miss it. I'm tired. I'm tired after my nap.
Yeah, it's nice being young. But yeah, it's finished. It only 3 years goes by like that. But also 2 years of it was pandemic, so...
They took 2 years out of my bro's life.
Oh, he likes it. He was like, good, because I didn't like all of that beer and stuff.
Oh, and so he just didn't want to be surrounded around, beer and stuff. Anyway,
why we really digressed to talk about?
I don't even know how we got here. They're rich, yeah. They're very rich. So the bags.
Yeah. So they've gone shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what I didn't like? Or understand, why is Crystal so, why is she crying like that at the beach? So they've been surfing and Crystal is like sobbing, but right. She's crying like someone a baby. Died.
Yeah.
She's crying because no one believes her about the dark
right,
comment.
Right. And
okay, what is it that happened?
And this is what you keep asking, yeah, and I keep telling you, nothing happened. She said, Sutton said, she pictures a pool. She says, I have a vision of a pool. And she goes, my white daughter's in there. Then there's some black girls.
No, she was... That happened.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem with that?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused. So her daughter's friends came over. They were all in the hot tub. And she was like, wow, this is
really nice. Yeah, diversity.
There's a black girl. And she said Chinese girl.
She didn't even say Oriental.
So I think the problem is maybe she assumed the girl was Chinese.
No, you can't say that's a problem. If someone says there's a Chinese girl, I'm just going to say, okay. I can't now. She could have, but if she said she's Chinese, that to me, I'm like, she must know that this girl is Chinese.
But I think Crystal's problem is she didn't know that she was Chinese. How, she's just saying she's Chinese.
This narrative hasn't happened. Yeah, You've just made that up. Yeah.
So I actually don't
know. That's
but
what I'm saying.
I saw on TikTok that the girl who, I think the girl they're talking about
is Korean.
When she came out and was like, when you have to stop being friends with your friends of 10 years because their mum's racist.
Okay, but she's not racist.
How do we know?
What did she say that was racist?
I don't know. But the girl's saying she's not even friends with Sutton's daughter anymore because Sutton's racist.
Yeah, but they're probably saying it also because this they're watching just, the show. Yeah, so then we're like, okay, well, we don't want to be associated with that. Because you've been friends with her for 10 years. Has her mum shown you any like racial undertones or microaggressions? Probably not, probably, do you know what I mean? So her family were like, okay, cool. She said to... We're I don't know, East Asian, and Crystal is too. Let's just take her word for it because that's our sis in solidarity. She doesn't like that, so we're going to follow. Because you're only saying that now after that swimming thing. But what about when last season when she was saying, oh, I don't see colour? She was your friend then.
Race in America is mad though.
Right.
Because they... I don't know because I don't understand
what's happened.
But maybe it's because we're from the UK and we don't ever get called the N-word. No one's called anyone that. But they take everything so seriously because they...
But nobody called anyone that in this instance.
No, but I think that really just encapsulates their whole life and how they view race.
Sure.
But for this, I don't really know what's going on. So Crystal's like sobbing.
But she's grieving.
What is she sobbing about though? It's because of what?
She's just sobbing for the whole situation. She didn't like it at the table. And I literally can't tell you. And that's why when they're getting ready a bit later on and Kyle was on the phone to Erica and Rena and they're like,
yeah, but
Kyle,
I hated that.
Yeah, me too. I hated how they were leaning on each other. They act like schoolgirls. It makes me sick. But anyway, when they're on the phone to each other and they're like, oh yeah, Crystal, like, how was it? It's like, she was crying. I was like, I don't know.
But you knew when you were egging her on.
And so this is what I want exactly. to talk about.
So now you don't know.
Thank you.
At the time when you were
Thank
doing,
you.
Oh, poor Crystal.
Thank you.
Encouraging her to
Thank
cry
you.
And do the most, you knew.
Thank you.
So on the other hand, the other ladies have been shopping and now they're getting like a little lunch.
Right.
And talking about, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so they're just talking about the whole situation and Kyle isn't here for it because basically, oh, and she didn't like, I remember Crystal didn't like how Sutton brought up how her other friends.
Yeah, apparently she's lost 14 friends because she's like, what?
Because
she's like,
she what? makes up lies and tells lies about people, basically. And so, and that's what they was trying to say. Because Garcelle said something, what did she say to her? She said she didn't like, she was like, honestly, I don't like how you use the word violation in that situation. And then what Crystal tried to do was be like, no, but Saturn has done worse.
Yeah.
And so she, but she's like, okay, then what? And then she's just like, oh, a lot of dark things. So it's just like, instead of addressing the topic, she's then just tried to do like a little backhand of another story that probably...
You should have said that at the time.
Right. And so, and that's what Kyle and Kyle, Lord knows I find Kyle annoying.
We know.
And I've been finding her. Yeah. But she's just like, she's like, to be honest, I didn't believe it, but now I believe it because this is the same thing, same pattern of behavior that she was doing with her 14. Imagine 1-4.
I don't even.
10+4.
Yeah, but I don't even think I have 14 close friends there you to go. Lose. So.
There you go. She lost all 14 of them because she does things like this. And they were just basically saying, because she wants to be liked by everyone, she is trying to just put something down.
Yeah, and she's real, but, and I think the thing is she's realised that not everyone is Sutton's biggest fan. So
yeah,
she's
just like, okay, who can I talk to about it? So yeah, the group is divided in that sense. Okay, cool. So they finish their little talky talk.
Also, just 1 minute. I don't like how much Diana dislikes Sutton because I don't think it's...
She's just jumping on a bandwagon.
I think she's got no
reason.
To. She keeps bringing up the you're a vegetarian that eats
the
bacon.
Yeah, so she goes, you're a liar.
Are you
God's gift?
Are you the police?
Shut up with your plastic surgery as well. Yeah,
she can eat what she wants to eat.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm a sucker for bacon now.
Yeah. She, what's your issue? What is your own? Leave people alone.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing that you're going to cuss her about. She hasn't done nothing to you.
But eating bacon. Is it your stomach?
Is it your pig?
Right. Go away, please. I'm not enjoying her.
Yeah, me either. Just pointless. She's a bit snobby. Unnecessarily. I don't mind a little snob like thingy LVP. Karen or LVP.
Yeah. But you have to be funny.
Yeah, there's no banter. Just be an arse with no personality. Yeah. And talk about I'm never going to stores because I get dust.
Why do you leave the house then? Because I can guarantee...
Also, from 0 to 18, you definitely went into a store.
You didn't die.
Right. But all
and
of a sudden,
you do go to stores.
Thank you.
Also, I meant to say this to you. I find the concept of sending people ahead of you just a completely
are you
mad
okay?
Thing. Are you all
to
right?
check out the room?
Like this is capitalism at its peak.
She's got
this
people on their payroll, her to, payroll, to just check a room to make sure the lighting is coming in, the bedding is the way it should be. Check it yourself.
There's pictures online. You are paying. However much to stay at that place, do you not think it's
that they're
nice
gonna
place?
Be exactly?
How much are you spending?
She's outrageous.
To stay there? She is.
She's outrageous.
It's one thing, all right, you've flown your glam team, which I even think
exactly.
is ridiculous in itself.
And that's why Crystal was like, I'm just gonna do myself because she looks the same as
exactly.
everybody else. So,
but it's another thing to fly someone ahead and be
to
up.
Check a room. And they take themselves so seriously as that's their job.
Imagine that's your job.
What would you even call yourself? Room
PA.
Checker.
Actually, I wouldn't really mind it, you know, because I've flown 2 days ahead.
No, but what is your job title?
So assistant. That
assistant.
Is part of her assistant role.
Wow.
I just find that like a...
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Of all the things that are happening in the world that you could spend money on.
Right.
This
That's
is what
it.
You've decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
The air miles, like the pollution in the air... They don't
Can we
need
save
to do
the world,
this.
Please?
Exactly. This is so unnecessary. Of all the things I've seen, like
on all these housewives, this is number one on the list.
It's worse than 25,000.
Yeah,
sunglasses.
Because she ain't got no money.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
She's just trying to say, I got money. Yeah, it's true. And that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then she was getting married in a castle.
I don't think she ever did. Mm-hmm. And her baby, who was one and could speak Thai.
Genius.
Yeah. Why Thai of all the languages?
Maybe they want to go to, I don't know. Maybe they want to go to Thailand. But yeah, so the main thing that really happened in this episode was them at the table again. They love a table dinner and the moaning. And the guys tried to clear out the air. And they're like, we're going to need more sage and more cleansing for this dinner because these girls are bad vibes. That was Erica who said that. I was thinking, sis,
you
is
the
bad
vibe. So is this the dinner where Garcelle's got orange one shoulder dress
yep.
on? She looks beautiful.
Yeah,
and a
stunning.
Headpiece.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a babe.
And Erica is wearing sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. And that white and purple
shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the dinner that Sutton makes Diana cry or no?
Yes.
Okay, what's Diana crying? Oh, Sutton's like, and I'll say it again.
I'm a good person. Yeah. So it kicks off because they were like, oh, how was your day? What have you guys been doing? And was like, oh, we were talking about what happened last night. Mm. And then Sutton's like, oh, here we go again. And then basically this annoyed me. I was shouting.
Okay, tell me.
Because they're asking Sutton whatever, like, their opinion, they as in Erica, but Erica wouldn't let Sutton talk.
Mm-hmm.
So she kept butting in and trying to defend Crystal, and oh, Crystal said this is how she feels and Crystal said this is what it is. And I was just like, and every time Sutton started to talk, Erica's jumping in and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then Garcelle was like, Erica, she's like, you're doing my head in here, like, stop talking. And she's like, why? And she goes, you're not even giving her a chance to talk. Like, it's got nothing to do with you. And then Carl in the confessional, she was like, these guys just need to admit they don't care about Crystal. They just don't like Sutton.
Yeah, but that is what I wanted her to say to them.
Right, right. And she didn't say that. But they'll hear it in good time.
Because if by the reunion, that,
yeah, then the everything will have been dead. Just be on. But then Erica will be like, yeah, I don't like her, bitch.
But that, yeah.
And then they would deflect.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sutton, I don't even know what Sutton, she's still trying to defend herself. She was just saying to my girl, stop saying these things, which I thought was quite interesting, actually. She's like, stop saying these things that I'm saying dark and blah, blah, blah. I need to know that you, as my friend, are not going to do that again. She goes, okay, yeah, I will. She goes, no, I need you to say.
Yeah.
And then
that's Erica, when Diana steps in.
Yeah, yeah, her and Erica were like, oh, she said it. She's like, no, I need you to visit. But then, and that's what makes me think Crystal's lying or exaggerating the truth. Because if someone said that to me in any way, like a racial comment or made me feel uncomfortable because of my race, I'm not going to say I'm not going to do that again because I know that you did that and I don't like you for it. So I'm going to out you whenever you chat shit. Yeah,
so you would then be like,
why am I going to say, no, I'm not going to do it because you did do that. I'm going to call you out for your bullshit. Right. Whereas she was just like, okay, yeah, I won't do it again. I will not say these things again. So I was just like, I can't feel sorry for you.
Something is...
Right.
I keep thinking, or have we missed something? We haven't. Are they not showing something? Because I'm not getting it.
Because even when they did it, even that conversation was on camera that they had. It wasn't like, oh, we was chopping it up at Sutton's house on Tuesday. We were filming. It's just weird. And then Garcelle's just like, Crystal's not talking out, so it's making it feel like we're attacking her, and we're not. We just want you to say what was said. That's like one of my pet peeves when someone says, oh, this something's happened, but I can't tell you them. Don't bloody bring it up then.
Yeah. And also as a black person, you need to make sure that this person who you're hanging out with
is not racist. Thank you. Scary. Thank you.
Because they're good friends, Crystal. Sutton and Garcelle.
I need to know for my own good.
Where's Kathy?
Kathy's not here yet.
She needs to come.
I know, because Kathy would just say something stupid. Yeah. And this is what I was saying. I had to tweet it. I was like, I'm sick of this certain narrative, because we're literally going around in circles now from last year to the... We need a new storyline.
Yeah, we definitely need a new storyline.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
And why does someone always feel like they need to be attacked on this show?
That is... Yeah,
Let's dispute about other things.
It's the only franchise that does
this. Yeah. Why is it one person that we must always focus on? Why can't two people be beefing over here? These two people are beefing over here.
That's how it is in Atlanta.
Oh, but we're all friends. And do you know what I mean?
That's how it is in Atlanta.
And then we can still sit here, eat food, and not feel like we're doing secondary school mean girls.
It's weird. This is the only episode or whatever that I've been like, okay, Carl, I agree with you.
Right. Which is strange. Because I never agree with Carl. Ever. Yeah, so Kyle was just saying at the table, so Crystal got up to leave and then to go to the toilet because she felt flustered. Oh yeah, before that actually, Sutton felt under pressure. So she got up, she's like, I need a break, because that's after when she finished cussing Diane.
Yeah, and Diana starts crying.
But yeah, And she was just like, okay, I need to get up. And then Carl's like, pull, and this is the thing, they're always like, pull yourself together, it's not that deep, like, you need to stand up for yourself. Why am I always coming out to dinner to fight?
It's so boring.
Why do I need to keep standing up for myself?
Stand up for me then, because I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. Do it. Every time we meet up, I'm doing tennis, yeah, ping pong.
So I can't be bothered.
Why? It's crazy.
Sutton really had a breakdown. Sutton is prone to these breakdowns.
Though. Yeah, because she's got all these people bloody on her back. That's why, all the time. Goodness me. So anyway, she pulls herself together, goes back on the table, and that's when she says to Crystal, I need you to not do this, blah, blah, blah. Diane doesn't like how Sutton spoke to her, and she's like, oh, attacking me, you know, shut up.
She's not attacking her, though.
Come on. She was just giving you good advice about how you should handle it or how you should speak to Crystal. No one asked you, boo.
Yeah.
You just met all of us.
Exactly. You don't even know what's going
right.
on. Oh, I can see that Sutton is a very... You can't
You
see
don't
anything.
Know me.
You don't know what's going on here.
You don't know me.
Who's her friend?
Lorena, apparently.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, they spoke about a book that she did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She did like...
They said it was a bit tasteless or something. It's
well,
like
they
a cool
said people
girl.
Started saying that it was a book of like prostitutes and she was a madam.
Okay, well, if it's that, okay.
And that's why she doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, because she was. They was like, talk to us about it. She was like,
no.
I'd rather not. What would you do?
If what?
If you just put out a book and it had a little bit of controversy, would you want to talk about it at the dinner table?
Yeah, I don't care. But maybe I care. Maybe...
It's personal.
Yeah.
She was like, we've already spoken about it. Why are we talking about it again?
She's lucky because usually they will
They
bring
will grill
up.
You. Yeah. If it was her season two,
yeah,
then they would have, yeah, her second season, they'll be like, no, but why don't you want to talk about it? Why?
Exactly.
That's weird.
Exactly.
Oh, you're hiding something from us. Oh, they've always got, maybe you weren't paying your taxes.
Exactly. They'll bring it up. So she's lucky she can shut it down like that.
Wow. But yeah. So, yeah, then... When Crystal goes to the bathroom, Garcelle and Kyle talk to Erica and Rinna, and they're just basically like, we think Crystal is just playing up for this, and this is how we feel. And then Erica's like, what do you? And she's like, yeah, like, how can 14 people say this? And then Rinna knew as well. She's like, oh, yeah, I heard about it too. Yeah, I've heard about this rumor. It's not a rumor, and that's what Erica was like. Oh, a rumor. It's like, no, it's not a rumor. It's facts.
Yeah.
Her friends do not talk to her anymore.
She didn't even deny it, Crystal.
There you go.
Yeah,
because it's facts. I want to know what happened.
Me too.
You need
we'll
to read the blogs.
Yeah. I really want to know, because how can 14 of your friends
stop
decide
talking?
Not to like you?
14.
That's a lot.
That's a big gap out of your life as well. Maybe they're her Hollywood friends.
Yeah, but she's not even in. Well, I guess her husband is.
They're definitely people from those circles there, definitely. For the news to go back to them. They're not from bloody Malibu or whatever. Yeah, and then that was it really. Just quite heated. I'm just over this certain stuff.
Me too. I like when they're having fun.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And giggling and having a good time, eating well, living well. Bring back Denise.
I know, bring back Denise.
And apparently she's going to be at Garcelle's birthday party,
so
but Rinna's not going to be there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, because that would have been good to see.
Mm.
And then what else happens in the next episode?
Erica seems to be a bit...
Oh, yeah, drunk.
Lit, yeah.
And they're
the
like, she should be... They're mumbling like she shouldn't talk so loud. You lot got secrets.
Yeah. On the boat. And they're still, continuing this holiday.
And Erica's acting like she's a free woman still, talking like she hasn't committed crimes.
She has to stop. I find her so uncomfortable.
She needs to go. There's too many women up in that lineup.
Yeah, there's quite a
there's like
cast.
Nine of them or eight of them.
Yeah, get rid of
Flick
Diana.
One of them. And
she's
Erica.
Not giving, and Erica.
Let them go.
She's not giving anything.
Bring back Denise.
Denise's
or Carlton.
Daughters. Oh, please bring back Carlton just to annoy Kyle. Honestly, Carlton didn't give anything either, but please. Carlton hated Kyle.
From the moment she set eyes on her.
It was so good.
So funny.
Kyle couldn't manage
like,
either.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy will be here soon.
Yeah.
So. And then Will Smith's ex-wife.
Well, yeah, she hasn't popped up
made
yet.
Her appearance. Maybe she just does like a couple episodes later on.
I'm excited to see
after
her.
The half season mark. Yeah, because it's still a bit early days, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that was that. Now we've got to watch Love Island.
Exactly. Perfect.
I know.
All right, cool. Speak to you guys soon.
See you next week.